You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, it is a holiday weekend. People are heading out on the road looking for adventure and whatever comes their way, and a lot more people are going despite the higher gas prices. We'll give you some road tips coming up on this edition of Wheels. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm Denver Fox with our panel of experts here. And we got Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
Man, it's a great weekend to be out. Put the top down, just go cruising, I think.
Absolutely. It's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, it's fantastic weather out there. And despite the higher temperature, the higher gasoline prices, people are actually really even more. I think I read where there's 6% up from last year using the car to head out on the road and do some traveling.
Well, gas is up from the lows we'd seen, but it's still well below the historic highs we'd seen in the last, 5 to 7 years. And you know, flying's great and flying's good and all that. And if you've got to go far enough, I'm sure it makes sense. But man, any more for a day trip or less, it's just as fast to drive, so you don't have to deal with security and getting there 2 hours early. And besides, a lot of us really like having some control over our destiny.
Yes. Come and go when you want to. Load the whole family, pets and everything up and go with you, and no problems there with that.
We say no baggage restrictions in the family vehicle, but you can overload the vehicle. So look at what you're taking and make sure you need it all.
That's true. And I bet you see some people come into Cecil & Sons with tires a little overloaded, let's say.
Well, at the end of the day, the number one cause for tire failures is inadequate pressure. That can be you just haven't checked them in a while and they're low, or you've picked up a nail or a screw and don't realize it's getting low. Or you could have the vehicle overloaded for the pressure you have in it. When you look at your door placard, it's going to tell you the pressure that the manufacturer designed for optimum under normal loads. But if you're putting, 4 kids and 17 bags of luggage and a rooftop carry on it, you may want to bump them up a little bit, because you can literally overload a minivan, a sport utility. You can get more weight in it because of the cubic capacity than it was really designed to carry. And we have customers from time to time that come in and, this tire's just blown out. Well, tell us about it. And, good example from a spring break ski trip. Customer had himself, his wife, his 3 kids, 2 of the kids' friends, plus a week's worth of heavy clothing for a ski trip, packed in it and on a roof carrier. And when we got to looking at the weights, he was somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000, 1,100 pounds over the max gross weight that the vehicle was allowed to carry. So really, at that point, it wasn't a huge surprise that he had tire problems.
Yes. It is amazing what people try to do. So we'll give you a few tips here about traveling today. The king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage. What was it? The whisperer of transmissions? The transmission
That's what Tom
whisperer.
Said.
Yeah.
Transmission
yeah.
whisperer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's Lloyd Bolin here with Bolin Auto Service. And people packing up the car, not only do you need to prioritize before hitting the road, but checking up your battery is a good thing to do, too.
You know, that's something we watch year-round, and we always look at the date. It's just automatic. Because when it gets in the last year, go buy a battery.
Yeah. If you got a 3-year battery, put it on your reminder list to go ahead and get a new one.
One battery, Denver, it's probably been 25 years ago, that it went 8 years. and it was a 5-year battery.
Wow.
And I will never forget it. I've never seen that again.
You know, ever since I got caught out in the desert with my battery failing several years ago, I take a jumper battery with me, a little jumper kit with me, so that if I need to at least get it started, I can do that and get at least get back to civilization, you know.
Yeah, the little book. They look like a little book when you carry them, or they do to me in the package.
Yeah, you can get small ones like it. Or
but they work well.
The big ones.
They'll start it.
My wife bought me a really nice one. It's about the size of two VHS cassettes, if you remember what those were, stacked together.
Yes, I did.
But, you know, it will jump start, you know, a truck or car very easily. It's rated even to do a small diesel, although I hope never to have to find out. But it takes up so little room, and it can be such a lifesaver, or at least a trip saver, you know, if you have problems when you're out on the road.
1 week from today, we're going to be on location at the Route 66 Blowout over in Sepulpa. Boy, that is going to be fun. That is a great, great get-together. If you like cars, if you just like fun, just come on over and join us.
Absolutely. We're expecting hundreds of cars, motorcycles, you know, ranging from classics to street rods to pickups. Literally shuts down Dewey from Maine all the way down to City Hall, the side streets as well. It's a great event for the family because there's food, there's music, there's a number of bounce houses and inflatable type attractions for the kids. It's just really, really great morning to spend out in Sepulpa.
We're going to be giving away a lot of things there. Lloyd, you're going to bring some of your PC-41 Plus headlamp restoration kits.
And if I don't bring my Monte Carlo, I got a T-shirt I'll wear. It's got a picture on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good enough. Just so we can see what it looks like. Hey, let's go on the road to the Indy 500. Tom Sewell with Tulsa Gas Technology. Good morning, sir. What's it like in Indianapolis?
Well, right now the weather is perfect. We went to some races last night, watched a friend of ours run fourth, and we had such a great time. We drove through rain, actually, almost all the way up here, but now it's perfect.
So it ought to be a good track, then, for the race on Sunday. It's Sunday, right? Tomorrow.
Yeah, the race is Sunday. We usually come up and, you know, we're in a pretty tight racing community, so we come up and watch all our buddies race dirt track races a couple nights before, and then we got good seats for the Indy 500. We'll be sitting in turn three. I'll be waving.
Okay.
I don't know if I have my Batman shirt on, but you can see me.
All right. Well, send us some pictures as you did last year, and we'll post them up on Instagram at KRMG Tulsa, and we'll let people kind of get a little flavor of the.
Did you put your little car in it?
No, not my little car. These are the big cars, so we're not running. These are slick cars that we're up here watching, not my midget.
The fastest average winning speed, 187.43 miles per hour back in 2013 by Tony Kanaan, and three drivers have won the event four times. AJ Foyt, Al Usner, Rick Mears, some of the others. It's a great race. No matter who wins, it's just fun to watch.
Oh, it is a blast. A guy from Japan won it last year, and we just had such a good time. And you know, they're running over 230 miles an hour this year, so I mean, it's going to be a really cool deal just to be up that close to a car going 200 miles an hour right by you.
Yeah.
Do they still run Offenhausers?
No. These are Hondas. And
I'm a little behind.
They got the Chevrolets out there.
By the way, if you're wondering about, there's a tradition of the winner drinking a bottle of milk. That was started by Lewis Meyer in 1933. He requested a glass of buttermilk after winning his second Indy 500. And in 1936, in third, he was handed a full bottle. So I guess it's just a tradition now.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, one time, Emerson Fittipaldi, he owned orange groves, and he drank a bottle of orange juice one time when he won.
And it's called the Brickyard there, the Indy 500. Lots of bricks.
Yeah, it used to be a brick racetrack, and now they just got a brick stripe finish line.
Be a pretty bumpy ride, wouldn't it, with all those bricks kind of shifting around a little bit, I would think. But the brick surface, they say they could see, really couldn't see much, is what some of the people were saying, some of the drivers. No one knew it was him, some that were winning, but anyway, they made it through there, and so anyway, that's why they called it the Brickyard. Interesting stuff there. All right, it is 7:15. We've got a caller on the line already at 918-460-KRMG. Justin, good morning. Justin, you're up first here on Wheels.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've just got a question. I've got a 2011 Toyota Tacoma four-wheel drive, and I'm looking at putting a two-inch leveling kit on it to bring the front end up. And my research is saying that I may need a differential drop, or I may not need it. So I'm just wanting to get your guys' opinion if I actually need the differential drop with the two-inch leveling kit, or if it's, you know, just a extra expenditure that I don't necessarily need to make.
You need to look at your drive shaft angles, because what they're worried about there is when you bring that up, you're changing the drive shaft angles, and if you change them outside of the range that they're designed to run, you're putting excessive load on your U-joints, and you can have, in some cases, incredibly shortened U-joint lives.
Yeah, I can do a lot of damage if you don't have that flexibility. So
okay.
You definitely need to check that.
Yeah, I mean, they're designed to work over a certain range as that suspension articulates. And when you bring that up, you could, obviously we haven't seen your truck, but you could be exceeding that range of operation. And if you drop the differential down, that brings the drive shaft angles back in to the range that they were designed to operate through,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Yes. I wasn't sure with, you know, that minimal of a lift if it would be necessary or not, but okay.
You know, if the manufacturer's warning you about it, then there probably have been problems.
Just remember articulate. Okay. Make sure that's right.
Yeah. You're right. Good luck, Justin. Appreciate your call.
Thanks for the call.
717. Tom, of course, you watch gas prices very closely. Oil was over $72 a barrel just a few days ago, and yesterday I was sitting watching one of the business channels, and it just kept going down, down, down. It's like $67.50, something like that, this morning. And yet the gas prices here haven't budged that much. A few of them and some of the outlying areas have gone down a little bit, but still holding steady at about $2.69 a gallon here. What was it up there?
It's $3.09 a gallon, and it's I think it's $3.56 for the 100% gasoline.
Yeah, that's 100% is like $2.95 here. However, I was in Oklahoma City a couple of days ago, and it was $2.53 a gallon in Oklahoma City, just at your regular stores.
Somewhere it was $3 what I did this week.
Yeah, there's some around here that certainly you'll find them for over $3 a gallon. There's some places you can do that.
I didn't have a choice.
We've seen $3 as soon as we got to St. Louis.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, natural gas, compressed natural gas, you, of course, can lock it in for years at some of your prices, which is some of the cheaper prices. I was by one of the CNG refueling stations recently, just happened to go buy one. I said, oh, look at there. And you're selling for $1.55 a gallon equivalent, and that's cheaper than what I've seen it anywhere around.
You bet. We bought CNG in St. Louis for $1.75. So $1.75.
Pretty good stuff. So you drove on CNG all the way, huh?
About 30 miles. We ran out of fuel right before we got to St. Louis, and then we filled up in St. Louis and then made it all the way.
All right. Well, it's a great system.
What does it cost, $10 to drive up there?
Ridiculous we're about $14.
Amount. I was kidding. I can't believe that.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Hang on the line, Tom. 7:19 on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm Denver Fox. You are listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. If you're heading out on the road, rolling down the highway and looking for adventure on this Memorial Day weekend, better have your car maintained so you get to your destination. And that's where fleet maintenance comes in. See how I tied that all in together there? From Tulsa Gas Technology, you can keep your vehicles running good. You can help keep you with the commercial paperwork that you have if you got a commercial vehicle out there. And Tom, you guys, I saw another truck pulled over, commercial vehicle, and they were checking them over out on the highway. I see them almost every day if I drive on the highways. They are cracking down on making sure everyone is compliant with DOT rules and regulations, and you can help people get their vehicle up to snuff, can't you?
You betcha. That's part of what we do on fleet service. We bring you in, and if we need help with your paperwork, we talk to you about your paperwork on your vehicles. It's a front-to-back service that we provide for the commercial vehicle.
And get links to Tom's page, TulsaGasTech.com, on our Wheels page at KRMG.com. And you can download a free booklet, actually, that tells you all about some of the main things you need to really know about. Simple explanations, all about interstate operations in Oklahoma, as long as you don't cross lines. And if you do cross state lines, the things you have to have with you, paperwork and things like that, so you don't get in trouble if you get stopped out there. So more information at KRMG.com. Hey, there's a new study out here. I want to play this for you. It's a new study. It's out on an age-old battle between men and women when it comes to driving.
Who in your household has a better sense of direction when it comes to driving? Well, researchers from the University of California at Santa Barbara say that men are significantly more efficient than women behind the wheel. This after putting both men and women drivers through mazes. The analysts discovered that men were more likely to take shortcuts to reach their destination, while women were more likely to follow learned routes. But they caution the results are based on average performances, and they say some of the women participants were just as good at directions as men. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I found that if I'm driving, or if my wife is driving, I don't give her directions anymore.
I don't say,
turn here, turn there.
No, it's more than your life is worth.
That doesn't work. That just doesn't work. So even if it's a little out of the way, in fact, I have given her wrong directions. I say, you know, I'm just going to sit back. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, and when you're driving, you listen to what she says.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Again.
Because she's right.
If you don't, it's more than your life is worth.
She is right, as a matter of fact. 7:25 here on this Memorial Day weekend. Car shopping website, looked at recall campaigns. We talk about recalls here all the time, and for all the vehicles from 2013 to 2017 model years on the database, there's several cars that seem to certain brands that have more recalls than others do, and it's kind of interesting to see some of these. The most recalls, the Mercedes-Benz C-Class.
That's the little one, yeah, the economy, I guess you call it.
C-Class, that one's number one, actually.
I don't know that you could call any Mercedes cheap, but I guess that's the more economical model.
Maybe it is.
Well, that's true. Anyway, that particular car is, there's so many of them out there.
Electronics, I think, is one of the things tend to have problems with. Number two, GMC Sierra, the BMW 3 and 4 Series is number four. Dodge Durango is number four.
They've had a lot of electrical problems. And
have they?
Too.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, you go back a few years, they were recalled for ball joint issues. So.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I knew there was something there.
Wheels falling off.
And the
Nissan little things.
The Pathfinder number five. Those are the most recalled. The least recalled cars, the Honda CR-V is number five. The Civic is number four. The Honda Corolla, number three. Got to get a trend here with Hondas. Toyotas and Hondas. And number two is the Chevy Equinox. And the number one, the least recalled, is the Hyundai Accent.
Which is surprising because that's pretty much their cost leader. If I'm not mistaken, that's where their line starts.
Yeah, that's the lowest recall rate, like 0.1 per 100,000 units sold annually.
They've come a long ways, and their automobiles are getting up there in the market.
Yeah, they really are. All right, it's Memorial Day weekend. You got a quick tip for us, Floyd?
Yeah, I was thinking of one that you may even have it happen when you're on a trip, because we see it all the time. We get calls. People go into a parts store somewhere, and they mean well, and that's good. They'll check the codes, and they'll maybe have five or six codes. And the best thing I can tell you is, just go get somebody to check it that can scan it and determine. Because if you do what all those codes say, you're probably going to waste most of your money, because there may be one of them that has something to do with your car's problem.
Yeah, and Troy, you've talked about this many times before, that if you don't have someone that can interpret those and use it as a guideline, it's not a cure-all. It's not an automatic thing, is it?
No, I mean, it gives you breadcrumbs. It gives you, a starting point to begin the diagnostic. But generally speaking, if you're just throwing parts at it, you're going to spend more than if you spend some diagnostic time to figure out what exactly is wrong.
All right. Got to take a break here. Latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center is next on KRMG. Makes you want to jump in your Corvette and just take off cross country, doesn't it? We're not going to go cross country, but we'll go cross well, to Sepulveda anyway. Next weekend, it's the Route 66 blowout, and there will be some really nice cars for you to look at. And a lot of other festivities going on over there, Troy, that besides just looking at cars, there's usually they have a 5K race over there.
And there may well be. I got to admit to being a gearhead. I'm focused on the cars. But, yes. You know, again, they have a number of inflatables for your kids. There are a large number of food vendors over there. So it's a great outing for the family. Weather forecast looks like it's going to be awesome. We had some rain showers coming through last year and had almost 300 entries. We get pretty weather. We could be in the fours, might even break 500. But just a tremendous range of classic and custom cars and bikes and pickups. It's just a lot of fun.
And while you're over there next weekend, swing by Cecil & Sons. They're on Main Street, and you can see some real classic cars there, some Model Ts, and Lloyd's Model Ts over there, too.
Yeah, it is. And I'm actually doing some research on that to get some more information about it.
Yeah, because the stories are a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing what Lloyd finds out on his. But the other Model T we have on display, that family that owns it, they actually bought it in 1939. The car's been in their family since 1939.
Wow.
Man. And it still runs, huh?
Still runs, yeah. They drive it in parade.
That's crazy. Tom Sewell is in Indianapolis. He's getting all geared up for the Indianapolis 500. I got your picture there a while ago, Tom, and we put it up on Instagram as well. So you go to KRMG Tulsa, you see the Indy 500, at least the front of the racetrack. Let me ask you, on your trip up there, did you see a lot of the friendly patrolmen out on the roads?
Oh, yeah. They were giving love letters all the way through Missouri and quite a few in Indiana. So not too bad in Illinois. But,
yeah.
Yeah, they give out love notes everywhere you go.
I bet they do. Here locally, this is kind of a heads up for statewide drivers. The Click It or Ticket campaign is underway, and this is to kind of highlight the dangers of not wearing a seatbelt. And in the Highway Patrol and the Department of Highway Safety Office says almost 50% of all victims involved in a deadly accident were not wearing their seatbelt. About 30% of those fatalities occurred in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And law enforcement say if they catch drivers not wearing a seatbelt, you will get one of those little love notes here that'll cost you a few hundred dollars.
I just don't get that people won't put a seatbelt on.
I know, and every time we hear about a fatality accident, yeah, they were thrown out. They weren't wearing a seatbelt. I mean, you just it saves lives. It does.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for seatbelts. I don't know about Troy, but
I would say I owe my life on more than one occasion to proper use of safety equipment.
And Tom, you get all tightened into the seat, don't you?
Oh yeah, I always. I wear a 5-point harness just like I was going to get my race car.
Very good. That's a good deal. So anyway, Click It or Ticket. So fasten your seatbelts if you're heading out on the road. All right, we got a couple of things here. We talk about recalls quite a bit. We talked about the most, cars that had the most recalls, some that didn't. These are current recalls I want to bring along to you right now. Millions of Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram vehicles are being recalled because of a potentially scary defect.
Nearly 5 million vehicles produced by Fiat Chrysler getting recalled because drivers may not be able to turn off the cruise control and the vehicle will just keep going. Tapping the brakes or turning off the control won't stop the vehicle, but shifting it into park will. No one reported hurt yet. For now, the company's warning owners not to use cruise control at all. The affected vehicles? Ram trucks, Chrysler 200 and 300, the Pacifica minivan, Dodge Challenger, Charger, Journey, and Durango, Jeep Wrangler, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee. The model years covered range from 2014 to 2019. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There you go.
Oh, Jill. Your cruise control won't turn off, so you're supposed to put it in park. That just has all sorts of horrific implications. Lloyd and I are just looking at each other going, what?
You know, one time I had a car that the accelerator stuck. I actually floorboarded it trying to get out onto a road, and it stuck. And I just put it in neutral and turned off the ignition.
That's the appropriate response there, yes.
And then it kind of reset itself, I guess, kind of like rebooting the car, you know.
You know, I actually saw in, I think it was 1989, an Oldsmobile lady complained about she would be driving down the road and it would just accelerate by itself. And I said, well, let's go ride it. And I turned the corner, and it nailed itself to the floor. It was the cruise as well, but it was the computer that caused it.
Wow.
Really? I've never seen another one since. But, boy, that is one scary thing.
Well, Toyota had a lot of trouble, and, I mean, they fought tooth and nail. But there's more and more data out there that it was a computer flaw that resulted in a lot of the Toyota unintended accelerations.
Yeah. Wow. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology, he's in Indianapolis going to the Indy 500 tomorrow. And, Tom, how long is that racetrack? How big a loop do you make?
You know, I should know this off the top of my head, and I don't. I thought it was 2.5 miles.
That's what I asked the question a while ago, and yeah. I think you're right, Tom. I think it's 2.5.
So 500 of those, man, you're putting some miles on a car turning left there, aren't they?
What's the horsepower of those cars now, Tom?
I don't know that either. I just know they're going 230 miles an hour this year.
Plenty of oomph there. When you're driving, is it left all the way? I guess it is. You kind of have to do some special alignment with the wheels to give it that left turn advantage, don't you?
Oh, you have to. I mean, like our cars, we run different stagger on our between the right side and the left side, and I'm sure they're having to do that to make them corner better and get through better.
And is it 40 cars lined up? Is that what's in the race?
No, usually there's 33.
33, okay.
And you can't text, right?
No text.
Okay. Can you imagine?
I got to know where the bathroom is about every 100 miles. So.
Yeah, how do they do that? They've got a long ride there. I guess they didn't drink a lot of coffee before they get in the car. No. Tom, you, of course, have done some racing yourself, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Here's some fun things about being a race car driver that you maybe didn't know about. You can now go through McDonald's drive-thru at 190 miles an hour.
But only if you say, yes, I want to supersize that.
That's right. When you win, 12 guys who smell like rubber and methanol run over and hug you. That's a good thing to do. You can win the race and still have no idea how to check your oil. Did you know that? You can do that. Covers up the fact that you wear a racing helmet even when you're mowing the lawn. Do you do that, Tom? You wear it when you're mowing?
Oh, yeah. I put a new cover and a roll cage on my mower over the winter.
You just never know because you're in a hurry. When you're in a hurry, you can get that done real fast on a fast lawnmower. All the excitement of driving like a New York City cab driver without the risk of getting shot, too.
Well, I guess they haven't seen some of the southern race tracks, and the dirt tracks may be a little different there.
Yeah, yeah. And let's see. Your kids can sleep until 2 minutes before school starts, and you can still get them on time if you're a race driver. So just a few little fun things that you can do if you're a race driver. 7:45, we are talking to Tom, who's at the Indy 500, and kind of giving you some tips for the Memorial Day weekend here. You know, the temperature, they're saying the temperature by the end of this next week is going to reach triple digits, which if it gets 100 degrees, even on the last day of May, that'll be the first time it's reached 100 degrees in the month of May.
We're not ready for that.
It'll break some records. I mean, we're going to probably break some records, high temperatures anyway this week, but it makes us begin to think about, we have to start telling people, okay, don't leave children in cars. Don't leave pets in cars. It gets really hot in automobiles.
That's like, I don't know, that's just a no-brainer. Yeah, I mean,
how do you get that?
If you're parked in the sun, the outside temperature hits 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Cars hit an average of 116 degrees inside in less than an hour. The dashboards get even hotter, about 157 degrees. The steering wheels climb to a temperature of 127 degrees. That's why you're going, ouch, ouch, when you get in.
You know, we verified that a couple of years ago, and the black cars and white cars, there's no difference in the temperature.
Inside?
Yeah, with a little infrared thermometer of his. I mean, the difference was within a degree or so. I mean, it was insignificant.
Huh. So basically just...
Yeah, it's all in your head.
I guess it is.
And that's true for so many things.
And if you've got hot leather tied into with shorts, it's on your legs, too.
That, I think that one's true.
That's right. Oh, 746 here on wheels. Tom, I know you certainly, besides going to the Indy 500, you deal other stuff, dealing with compressed natural gas and converting people to compressed natural gas and building new stations. You're still working on one up in Wichita right now, right?
You betcha. We're going to start pouring concrete
as soon as I get back, and then we'll start setting all the heavy equipment and doing the plumbing. But it's going to take us about 90 days to build that thing.
So if people are thinking about converting a vehicle to compressed natural gas, they need to talk to you about all the rebates, the tax credits. It'll help you cover that initial investment of getting converted over, and then it's just savings on fuel from there on. Actually, when you make them buy fuel, you do like you did. If you happen to run a little low on the CNG, all you got to do, it just automatically switches over to regular fuel, doesn't it?
You betcha. And then as soon as I put CNG back in it, it went straight back to CNG. I didn't have to push a button, didn't have to do anything. It's all automatic.
Okay. Are you in your truck?
Nope. I'm sitting in a hotel room right now.
Yeah. No, Well, you're getting much better mileage, I'm sure, in the hotel room than if you were in your truck. So, anyway, good mileage to be out there. And next week, of course, is Tom, you're going to be out at the Route 66 blowout with us. We were talking about we're going to have a lot of fun things to give away out there. Lloyd's going to bring his PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product that will clear up fuzzy headlamp lenses that they actually do a lot of damage because of the sun this time of the year. And Tom, you offer the PC 41 as part of the fleet maintenance.
Yes, I do. And we do it as part of, it's a free service when you're in our fleet maintenance program. And then if you're not and you just need it done, it's a very nominal charge. It's more than worth it. And, you know, I see vehicles all over the country. This thing should be widespread, not just an Oklahoma product. Everybody needs it.
People don't realize that it's the damage on their headlamps. I notice it now more than I ever thought about before, because I see it in parking lots. I see people just driving, and you notice it now. And once they see the contrast between how some have looked and what PC 41 Plus can do, it's really impressive. And, Troy, you still have that one headlamp in your store on Morrow Road in Sand Springs?
Yeah, we sure do. We went down to LKQ and just bought the most frosted, most damaged headlight in terms of, you know, UV and age, and just did a center strip with Lloyd's product, and looks almost new in the area that's been cleaned and clear coated. And on either side of it, it's frosted like privacy glass in a bathroom window.
Yeah.
And you got to think, if you're driving down the road at night and your headlight is frosted, you know, white or yellowed badly, how far down the road can you see? Can you see far enough to avoid an animal, a pedestrian, a car that's stalled? Or do you run into whatever it is before you, you know, have time to stop? So it's just so critical to have adequate light at night, and this is an easy way to fight what seems to be a fairly normal and common aging process.
Yep. We'll give some away next weekend out at in Sepulpa at the Route 66 blowout. Lloyd's going to bring some. We'll give those away. You're also going to bring some hats. And
we'll have some goodies to give away. You just need to come find us at the booth.
Yeah, and we'll give some fun things away. That's coming up next weekend as we take wheels on the road to Sepulpa for the Route 66 blowout. It is 7:51, sunshine today, high of 93, and it's sunny in 69. You're listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. Officially kicks off summer weekend. A lot of people traveling. Expensive gas prices, some of the highest since 2014, not stopping people from hitting the roads for summer travel. According to AAA, heading away for the Memorial vacation, car is still the most popular option. Two-thirds of people still going to fill her up and head out on the roads.
Absolutely. It's an American tradition.
It is. Absolutely. And Tom, Tulsa Gas Tech has your own synthetic oil that you need to change to if you're going to be out on the road driving very much. It's SynPro Oil, which is optimized for high performance and alternative fuel engines. And you got your little oil derrick out the back there that produces all that synthetic oil. And I put it in my cars and my trucks. It works. It works. It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. We've been running our race cars for 25 years before we started offering it, you know, outside the public vehicles. And we've always run it in our compressors. It's just great, fantastic oil.
Do they use synthetic oil? I bet they do, even at the Indy 500 there.
Oh, yes, they do. I don't see how they could even make those vehicles live without synthetic everything.
They put almost, the maximum miles just driving that one race there, it seems like. They have stopped and changed oil in the middle of the race, it would seem like there. All right. By the way, if people want to pick up on some of our past Wheels shows, you can download one of our podcasts. Go to the Wheels page at KRMG.com. Tom, we're going to wrap it up here, but have fun there at the Indy 500. You're going to send us some pictures tomorrow of the actual race, and we'll post it up on Instagram at KRMG Tulsa and have the picture of the front of the raceway that we posted here just a few minutes ago. But people want to get information about, getting their car up to specs for, to meet DOT standards. They need to talk to you and the guys at Tulsa Gas Technology, and if they just want to download the booklet that gives them all the information, it's free on your website, isn't it?
You betcha. And come by and talk. I mean, we're not going to start invoicing you the moment we talk to you. We're not attorneys, so we're going to help you through the process.
And it's a lot to grasp. It's a lot to do, but it's a lot better to get that taken care of ahead of time instead of having some of those fines can be even in thousands of dollars, can't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Let me tell you from experience, they're thousands of dollars.
you've had to do it. That's why you got all up to speed on this. So anyway, new DOP compliance sections on the website at TulsaGasTech.com or go to the Wheels page and get the links there at KRMG Tulsa. Tom, have a good trip. Enjoy the race there.
All righty. Well, everybody keep smiling.
All right. We'll do it. Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa, where we're going to be broadcasting from next Saturday morning with the Route 66 blowout. But you got some deals on tires right now.
Absolutely. Got all sorts of rebates running. Depending on which brand you're interested in, there are rebates of up to $160 per set available on select Goodyears. We have offers from a number of other companies as well. But you can always find those at CecilandSons.com. Hit the promotions button. It'll list out all 9 rebate offers that are running right now.
Sounds good. And you also have Lloyd's PC41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product that you do it there in the shop or can sell it
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely. We've got the retail kits if you want to tackle it yourself. If not, we're happy to perform the process, and the stuff works, and it works well.
All right. Let's go out with a little Beach Boys music. Can we do that? Get us in the summertime mood here. Put the top down. Let's go cruising. Guys, have a great and a safe Memorial Day weekend. News is next on KRMG.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.